Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat is 645 up 8. March, 648 and 3 quarters up 7 and 3 quarters. December wheat, 587 and a half up 10 and a quarter. March, 587 up 8 and a half. That's the soft varieties. December corn, 371 and a quarter down 4 and a half. March, 384 down 4 and 3 quarters. May, 392 and a quarter down 4 and 3 quarters. July, 398 and 3 quarters down 5. January soybeans, 1013 down 3. March, 1020 down 2 and a half. May, 1026 and a half down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 1030 and a quarter down 3. December soybean meals, 388.40 down 270. December soybean oil, 32.12 down 6 cents. December live cattle, 168.37.5 down 50. January feeders are 231.72.5 up 65. And December lean hogs are 89.40, and they are down 92.5.
Thanks to everyone who attended the first annual WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference in Normal. We appreciate your support. And thanks to these businesses for helping to make it possible. Farm Credit Illinois, Bates Commodities, AgriGold, Standard Grain, and Strategic Farm Marketing.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
What's in the corn market today?
Well, just probably a little weaker. We did sell 120,000 tons of corn, but no real huge sales. Just type of consolidation type of trade for say. We'll see how the export inspections come out here. They're looking for about 36 million bushels of corn being shipped out, about 89 million beans, and about 16 million wheat. The trade is shifting, or the exports are shifting from beans, should shift into corn here as we move down the road. So we'll see if those sales and those shipments pick up for the most part as we move rapidly towards year end.
We have some 525 million bushels of corn still in the fields. What do you think the report will show this afternoon?
Well, it's going to be a slow grind. We're down to that last few percentage being harvested, and it's a serious issue if it's your farm. There's no question about that. It's been a tough fall through here. Had a lot of visits with guys and telling their stories, trying to get the crop out this year, and it's going to be a challenge for that last part of it, and we'll see how it comes out. But overall, harvest is fairly well wrapped up for the most part. The key is on the demand side here as we move forward.
I was going to ask just that, higher price action predicted upon demand strength, and I'm thinking something above the resistance level, 382, 385.
Well, we'll see. The grain market's moving seasonally and traditionally. We had a fall low. It was a little earlier than what everybody thought. The market, holds together until you go about mid-December. We can argue whether the bull gets Thanksgiving, the bear have Christmas or not. There's some ideas. We can see a lot of, sideways trade here. The key will be after the first year, see if the producer picks up on selling. Basis is firming up, so our fear is basis could start to weaken after the first year. But when you look at the big picture here, there's lots and lots of piles of corn around in some areas, and there's nothing more scary than having a pile of corn and seeing the weather warm up in the spring. So a lot of grain is going to have to be moved this winter here. We'll just see at what price level.
I was driving by the gas stations this morning in the way to work, and noting prices around $2.85. So over the holiday, I saw them as low as, a little bit north of here, as low as about $2.52, which is predicated on these lower oil prices, which then begs the question, does ethanol production slow?
Oh, when you look up front here, you look at the ethanol and the price of gas, gas case is a little cheaper, but you look at deferreds, that's not the case. Ethanol is still in a position here where it's profitable, but long term that could be a concern. If these margins start to shrink, the big thing on ethanol is that exports have been real good, keeping the overall usage high. So when you look at the big picture in here, if crude goes on down to below $60 a barrel, it could maybe generate some problems down the road, but when you pencil it on out, it's still in the mix.
Turn our attention to soybeans. What about that market today?
Just a little weaker. Starting to see export interest slow. That's seasonal and traditional. South American weather's kind of mixed. Brazil's fairly decent shape. Argentina's showing a little warmer, drier conditions, but we'll start trading the weather. We'll move on in through here and see what type of forecast develops out of that southern hemisphere as we focus on that. Technical-wise, if you look at the daily charts for even corn particularly, too, can go along with it. We're sort of building kind of a head and shoulders top. So we'll see if that takes hold in through here as we move in through the week.
In fact, today we invaded that head and shoulders top in January soybeans by a few cents before rallying back out.
Yeah, it depends how steady a hand you have drawing the lines.
Oh, mine's real steady.
I still do it by hand, so most people's got those computer programs. They can draw that on there. What's more important, as you mentioned there, is if we get a couple closes below there and see what happens. Big thing in the beans, too, is more and more talk of more acres for 2015. So we're still going to probably see a lot of news about more bean acres, less corn acres as we move into next spring.
I know the last Informa number was a dead heat on that particular front. Is the trade coming around to the idea of Brazil production between 90 and 92 million metric tons?
Yeah, it's, right now you got to expect the big numbers. Then we'll see how the weather goes. Then they'll start to talk about how available or how fast that comes to the marketplace. Right now, our tsunami of ships are hitting Asia, and so the thing you need to look at is logistics worldwide. They'll move those ships to the southern hemisphere, and they'll be eager to load those cheaper beans from South America.
Which begs the question, should producers be looking at November of 15 futures prices and beginning to put their plan together now rather than later for cash sales?
Well, I don't know about cash sales. If you can get $10 plus for 15, that's not a bad spot. We've been doing a lot of hedging, even putting our corn hedges in 15 beans. If there's downside risk, it's in the 15 beans. And we've been putting price floors in place so producers have the flexibility to change, make change as we move along through this winter. So there's nothing wrong with selling or locking in $10 beans for that 15 crop and sort of go from there. The key is going to be flexibility because anything can happen real quick. You might want to change things around. So we feel that's the number one strategy as we finish 2014. And it's the number one strategy, or 14, as we move into 15, is the main strategy is to have some hedge protection in 15 beans.
To what degree can wheat be supportive of corn?
Well, if you watch the market, there's been more spread activity than anything. They bought beans, sold wheat, bought beans, sold corn. And right now, it's a the strong wheat market signal that beans are going to go down. They're buying back wheat and selling the beans. And, if the news in the wheat market, they're wanting to be bullish something. And with the Russian news and the weather news in the southern hemisphere on wheat, that's the market they want to run here for a while.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, December corn, 371 and a quarter, down 4.5. March, 384 and a quarter, down 4.5. July, 399 and a half, down 4.25. January soybeans are 10.12 and a quarter, down 3.75. July, 10.29 and a half, now 3/4, down 3.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.